From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. U.S. stock prices fluctuated wildly Tuesday after regaining ground following a sharply lower open. It came on the heels of sell-offs earlier in the day in Asia and Europe. The volatility continued unabated one day after the Dow Jones Industrial Average shed the most points in one trading session in its more than 120-year history. The U.S. Congress is poised to deadlock on extending government funding 2 days before another possible federal shutdown. VOA Senate correspondent Michael Bowman reports.
Republicans like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell say national defense must come first with year-long funding while negotiations continue on domestic spending levels.
Senators on both sides of the aisle say they agree that our warfighters deserve sufficient, stable funding to fulfill the missions and tasks their country assigns them.
Democrats say health care and other domestic needs are just as vital. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
We support an increase in funding for our military and our middle class. The two are not mutually exclusive. We don't want to do just one and leave the other behind.
Michael Bowman, VOA News, the Capitol.
President Trump advanced his tough immigration stance Tuesday, saying it was so disgraceful that a professional football player was killed in a car crash by a Guatemalan man who police say was in the U.S. illegally after being deported twice. On Twitter, Trump said this is just one of many such preventable accidents. We must get the Democrats to get tough on the border and with illegal immigration fast. This is VOA News. Former White House Chief Strategist Steve Bannon skipped a scheduled interview Tuesday with the House Intelligence Committee to talk about his time as a key advisor to President Trump, even after lawmakers subpoenaed him to appear. Bannon could face a contempt of Congress charge for his failure to answer the subpoena, but it was not clear whether the committee will take any action against him. In Burundi, more than 500 people have been killed in the past year, most of them by the ruling Party Youth Wing and security forces, according to a recent report from a Burundian human rights group. Correspondent Mohamed Youssef reports for VOA from Nairobi that the allegations have raised concerns as the country heads toward a contentious referendum.
The report titled Do Not Play With Fire documents the killings, disappearances and torture in the hands of Burundi's security agencies and the ruling party youth wing, the Imbonerakure. According to the investigators, more than 500 people were killed in Burundi in 2017 and more than 10,000 are behind bars. Burundi's minister in charge of human rights, Martin Nevibandi, refused the allegation in the report. According to the UN Refugee Agency, more than 430,000 Burundians have fled the country since 2015, when President Pierre Nkurunziza ran for a controversial third term. Most of the refugees cite human rights abuses, continued political uncertainty and humanitarian crisis as a reason for fleeing. In December, Burundi's government proposed constitutional changes that would, among other things, allow Nkurunziza to stay in office beyond 2020. The referendum on the proposal takes place in May. Mohamed Youssef for VOA News, Nairobi.
South Africa's increasingly unpopular president, Jacob Zuma, facing mounting pressure from his own party to resign, was on Tuesday stripped of his ability to speak to the people of South Africa. Parliament postponed the annual State of the Nation address Tuesday afternoon, just 48 hours before Zuma was scheduled to appear at the National Assembly in Cape Town to address the nation. In the last 48 hours, top members of Zuma's African National Congress have met privately with him to intensify the pressure on him to resign, although he has resisted such calls in an attempt to serve out the remainder of his presidential term, which ends in 2019. His 10-year-long tenure has been marked by long-standing and mounting corruption scandals. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.